That's also. Okay, Nun Zion on top, 211 at the bottom. Okay, we're going to learn. We're starting 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 lines from the bottom of the page. The bottom is 211, the top is Nun Zion. 211. No, I know where we're up to. We learned about the Zohar says you have to put a yoke on the animal to produce more, and therefore a person has to produce more. The Alter Rebbe was basically, okay, let's recap what's going on. The Alter Rebbe was explaining why fear is more important than love. Okay, in order to serve Hashem properly, you need to have fear, because fear is awe and subservience and bittul and nullification. Love, on the other hand, is a level of, I love, there's a being, there's an existence of somebody who loves. Therefore, the Alter Rebbe is saying, in order to be successful in serving Hashem, you need reishis chochma yiras Hashem, reishis aveda is yira, is the fear and awe of Hashem. So then the Alter Rebbe started explaining what happens if a person meditates, but he doesn't awaken this level of fear within them. In other words, ideally you need fear, because fear means complete subservience, complete bittul, so then you're given over to Hashem completely. But if, what happens if you meditate and you just don't awaken that level of fear within you? What are you supposed to do? He says like this. So what we learned and finished off last week was, the fact that the person is serving Hashem, even though he doesn't have this openly in his mind and heart, this open sensed fear and awe of Hashem, the fact that the fear and awe is enough to bring him to do a mitzvah, that itself is sufficient. In other words, if a person doesn't eat not kosher because they don't want to rebel against Hashem, they're not going to do negative commandments, like we said, because they want to be connected to Hashem, as long as the fear, it might not be open fear that you actually feel like you know, but nevertheless, the fact that it brings you to action, that's what really matters. Okay, and that's what we're up to now. 10 lines on the bottom of the page. And he says, and another aspect of this is, Shabbat Mekayim Gam Mitzvah Siyidom, a person fulfills the mitzvah. There's a mitzvah in the Torah, by the way. There's a mitzvah in the Torah. One of the 613 mitzvahs is to fear Hashem. There's a mitzvah to love Hashem. There's a mitzvah to fear Hashem. You fulfill the mitzvah, even if you just bring it down into your thought. Meaning, you don't stimulate your heart, you don't bring it down into your intellect and into your emotions, that you actually feel, tangibly feel the awe. He said the fact that you have it in your thoughts is also enough. Why? Because in this moment, when in his mind, he has this fear of Hashem, Meira Shamayim Olav, the fear of God is upon him, Al Kuponim Kameira Basiv Adam Hedyat Lepochis. He says, it's at least as much fear of another person, Shayna Melech, who's not a king. I'll explain this whole thing in a second. Hamabidov, that looks at you, Shemnimna Bavuri, that you hold back from sinning, Milasis Dava Shayna Ogameinov. He says like this. In order for a person not to do a crime, it doesn't have to be a policeman or a king. If somebody is watching you doing something, you're not going to do it anyway. Okay? Right? Let's say a person is thinking about eating something not kosher. But if a religious Jew would not be a king and not be a policeman, not a religious Jew is looking at him, he's going to hold himself back from doing it. Okay? So even it's not fear of God, it's not fear of who knows what, it's not a emotionally felt fear of Hashem, it's just an intellectual fear. You know, the guy's looking at me, I don't want to do it. I shouldn't do it. He said, that's also enough. Like Rabbi Yechim and Zakei said to his Talmidov, we mentioned this last time, a few times ago. Rabbi Yechim and Zakei, the famous Rabbi Yechim and Zakei on his deathbed, when he was dying, his students came to him, and they asked him for advice. Okay? Tell us the way you're serving Hashem. So he said to them, what he brings on, Yiratza may be the fear of Hashem, may be Hashem's will, She'ameira Shamayim Aleichem, that you should fear God, K'meira Basav Adam, like the fear of a person. Okay? Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai on his deathbed told his students, all I'm asking from you is, fear God, at least as much as you fear a person. So the Gemara continues that the Alter Rebbe doesn't bring down here. So he said, that's it? Shouldn't we fear God more than we fear a person? And he said to them, Halavai, it should only be that way. And he said to them, Teidu, you should know. Sha'adam Eved Aveda. When a person does a sin, what does he say? Ay, Shalayirani Adam. No person should see me sinning. He said, if you would picture God, like, at least like a human being that's watching you sin, then you're never gonna sin. So what do we see from that Gemara? That Gemara teaches us that even if you don't openly have this awesomeness of Hashem in a way that your whole life is changed, okay, because of it, it's still enough just to have the fear of Hashem in your mind that you don't do an Aveda. Which, by the way, most people do. If you don't sin, because what are you afraid of? Lightning's not going to come down from heaven. They're not going to lock you up in jail. Why don't you eat it? Why don't you say it? Why don't you think it? Because you have respect and fear for Hashem. Hashem said not to do it. I don't want to go against him. It's not even a positive mitzvah that you're doing something to connect Hashem. I'm talking about negative mitzvahs. You're not doing anything. And therefore, whatever you do is not connecting yourself to Hashem. Why isn't the from person going to go eat chazer? Or go eat treif? Why not? Because Hashem doesn't want us to, and I don't want to rebel against Hashem. That itself is enough, he says, in the lower level of fear, which is sufficient when it comes to Torah mitzvahs. And he's going to explain now, he's going to say like this. Let me first say it, explain outside. There's a mission Pirkei Avos says like this. Imein yira, ein chachma. If there's no fear, there's no wisdom. If there's no wisdom, there's no fear. So, what's the chicken, what's the egg? So the Alter Rebbe is going to explain like this. There's a lower level of fear, and then the Mishnah says, if you don't have the lower level of fear, you don't have wisdom. And then there's a higher level of fear that the Mishnah says, if you don't have wisdom, then you don't have that higher level of fear. So there's actually two levels of fear. There's a level of fear below understanding, and there's a level of fear that is above understanding. Here he's talking about the lower level of fear that brings a person to action. That's called yira tata, the lower level of fear. Because you don't feel it in your heart. You don't emotionally change because of it. But it's enough to get you not to sin. And that's what he says now. This fear is called yira tata, the lower level of fear, because all it is a lower fear that brings you not to sin. The yiras chet, and that's called the fear of sin, shekedemes lechochmasei, which comes before wisdom. Meaning, it's not a fear that's stimulated by intellect. It's a level of fear, by the way, every Jew has by nature. You have it because a Jew has a neshama, and in the neshama there's a level of fear of Hashem. But that's not a revealed level of love, it's a lower level of love. And by the way, it's interesting, when you say yiras chet, fear of sin, Chassidus in a lot of places explains, what do you mean fear of sin? Fear of sin really means, just like, God forbid, there's a fire burning, you're going to run away from the fire because you're afraid of the fire that is going to damage you. Or there's a ferocious animal and you're going to run away from the animal because you're afraid it's going to hurt you. Yiras chet, if you think of it as expressions in Maimonides, he runs away from a sin like he would from a fire. That means a person is so afraid to sin, just like he'll run away from a fire because it's dangerous. Yiras chet means the person comes to the realization that sin is dangerous. That doesn't mean they emotionally feel this level of sin. That's awe. That's a much higher level. But it's a level of yiras chet Shakademis the Chochmasi that comes before the level of wisdom. And then he says like this, V'yira ilah, the higher level of fear, is Yira Baishis, is called the fear of shame. And Alter Rebbe is going to explain this a little bit later. That's a higher level of fear. In other words, a person is embarrassed to themselves for doing something against Hashem. It's a much deeper level of fear, because that level of fear comes to meditation that stimulates an open level of fear to Hashem. That you actually feel it. That I'm just embarrassed in Hashem's presence to do anything against Hashem. In other words, real fear is when you feel the existence of Hashem and the presence of Hashem. Because the only reason why do all of us think what we shouldn't, speak what we shouldn't, and do what we shouldn't? If we would feel seriously for every second that Hashem knows what I'm thinking, knows what I'm saying, knows what I'm doing, even if I could be in a closet behind 10 closed doors, Hashem knows anyway what's going on in me, okay? So then I would never do it. Like Rabbi Yechman Zaki told the students, fear God at least as much as you fear a person. Not worse, but just pretend Hashem is watching everything we do. But then there's a deeper level of fear that actually a person openly, that's in the thought. In thought they think, like it says in, remember we learned all the way at the beginning, Shulnach. When you wake up in the morning, picture Hashem standing near your bed and you're the king and you have to jump out of bed. Right? After you say Meidani. That's a thoughtful type of fear. It's not a meditated type of fear that comes through years and years of meditation into the greatness of Hashem, that ein eidem levadei, that the only thing that exists in the world is Hashem and nothing else exists but Hashem, and therefore everything is Hashem. That's a much higher level of fear. That if Hashem is everything, I'm just embarrassed to do what he doesn't want me to do. That's a much deeper level of fear, but that comes post chachma, post meditation, post all that. But he said, even to serve Hashem, that the Rebbe is making it easy in Tanya, that fear of awesome, that Hashem is just here, you know, in thought, is enough to keep you going. And he says, the last words on the page, the is yira, because there's fear and fear, meaning there's two levels of fear. There, but, top of the page, avo b'li yira klal, but doing a mitzvah without any fear, leparcha le'ela doesn't fly up. Why? Ba'ava levada. It can't fly up just with love. Remember that Rebbe was speaking in the soul perek. You need the two wings. The two wings are love of Hashem and fear of Hashem. You have the body of the bird. Like we said, even if you clip the wings, the body is still, the bird is still a kosher bird. You can shecht it and eat it. What do the wings do? The wings make you fly up. It makes the bird fly up. You have a body of a mitzvah, you do the action of the mitzvah. But that's not enough. It's not going anywhere. It can't fly. The wings to make it fly is Ava, the right wing, and Yir, the left wing. And the Alter Rebbe says over here, Kameya Eif, Eini Yochel Efreich B'Konef Echad. Just think a bird cannot fly with one wing. Just with love, you can't fly either. There's a comment from the Rebbe over here. It's interesting. The Rebbe mentions there's a medrash that says that the dove, you know, the yayna, it says, flies with one wing while the other wing rests. So the Rebbe asks, why doesn't this contradict what the Alter Rebbe says here, that you can't fly? So the Rebbe explains that even when the Gemara, the Medrash says that the bird left wing rests, but it's still there flapping a little. There's still movement on it. There's not a lot of movement like the right, like one wing, but it still moves. Okay? As you know, a bird with one wing can't fly either. They can flap a little bit. So therefore, the Alter Rebbe says, in order to do Torah mitzvahs properly, don't forget, in the previous chapters, Alter Rebbe is going here with a sequence of events. In the earlier chapters, the Alter Rebbe explained, this is a physical world. The main thing is the physical. Right? The action of the mitzvah. Then the Alter Rebbe started explaining the last bunch of chapters, but nevertheless, you need the kavana. Yes, this is an action world. If I have a pair of tefillin on the table, and I meditate all the intent of tefillin, halacha, kabbalistic, everything, but I don't put it on, it's worthless. Okay? So you need, so even though the action of the mitzvah is what really matters, but he said you still need fear and love. So the Alter Rebbe explained love, and then the Alter Rebbe says, but the real beginning of the Aveda is fear, and therefore love is not enough. Because love is only one wing. You want to fly up, you need two wings. What?
The idea of fear, is that something that we're like when we're doing something, we just, like, how do we describe this emotion that you're talking about, the feeling of fear?
The lower level, the higher level.
I'm saying the lower level.
Yeah, we're not in the higher level, so let's talk about the lower level.
But here on Earth, you know, in regular people.
Okay.
What do we feel?
I'll tell you. I'm not asking you to confess or not to confess your sins, but I'm talking to you because you asked the question. Are you ever hungry and you walk by a tray for restaurant? Yeah? It doesn't enter your mind, okay, let me go in and eat something. Yeah? It's not going to enter your mind, correct? Mm-hmm. Even if nobody's around, you're in... Who knows where? Not Grove.
People see you in a grove. You have to be someplace else.
Okay. Whatever. You'll go in a place where nobody's going to catch you, yeah? Would it still enter your mind to go in there, or it's not going to enter your mind?
No.
It won't. Why not? Tell me, why not?
I don't know if it's... I don't know this. I don't know. I just feel...
Just feel what?
Tell
me what you feel. Why... Nobody's gonna catch you.
Right.
You're hungry.
I
don't mean you. It's the same question to everybody. Your answer is gonna be the same answer as theirs.
Yeah. Let somebody else in your
soul. No, so you're saying already. Why wouldn't you go in? You know what the answer is?
Because
Hashem said no.
Exactly.
Because Hashem said no. Now, is that... One second. I'm not doing it. Because Hashem said no. Therefore, let's take it to the next step. Even though you don't think of it, but it's automatic thinking, okay? I'm not going to go in because Hashem said no. Now, is that coming from love or fear?
I guess fear. Fear from, yeah, but
is it coming from love or fear?
Me, both.
No, it's not.
Only the fear.
That's only fear. And I'll tell you why.
Yeah.
Love causes you to do something to connect to them. Not doing something does not come from love. If somebody loves somebody, they want to do something for somebody. Correct? The action to connect me to them is, I'm connecting to you by doing an action for you. If I'm not doing an action for you, then it's no love. Because I'm not attaching myself to you by not doing anything. Okay? So what really is it? It's fear. That's why the Alter Rebbe says in Tanya, the source of doing all positive mitzvahs come from love. The source of Ava, Shadish called Machmitzah Sasei, which is early in Perek Dalet of Tanya, and the fear, because what if I would go into this restaurant and eat treif, okay, then I'm rebelling against him. It's nothing to do with love. I'm rebelling against him, correct? So if I would ask you, okay, so you're not going to go into the restaurant to eat treif. Why? Just think it out. Let's play out the scenario. Because Hashem said no. Correct? It's a negative commandment. And therefore, because Hashem said no, take it further, and therefore, I don't want to rebel against him. I don't want to go against him. Not going against somebody is fear, not love. So, in any way you look at it, it might not be a conscious fear, but the bottom line is, you just didn't do that. You didn't eat treif because you feared Hashem. And that level of fear of Hashem stopped you from doing the Daveda. That is the lower level of fear. It's not a fear that you're constantly aware of Hashem's existence, Einayd Milvadei, and Lesas Aponimine, and the only thing that exists is Hashem, and nothing else exists. Yeah, you're not on that level. That's the higher level of Yira, like Tzaddikim have, that they actually feel open fear of Hashem's awesomeness because they feel the presence of God. They feel the presence of Hashem, and therefore anything they do is going to rebel against Him. We don't have that feeling of the presence of Hashem. I hope. Okay? I mean, I hope you would have, but we don't. Let's get realistic. So therefore, it's still fear. And that level of fear is enough to stop you from sinning. Now, another sin that's a negative commandment, you might transgress. Right? Because at that moment, you didn't even have that level of fear. You didn't even have that level of fear that stopped you from eating treif. Instead. So it is that's the practical level of fear that Dalai Lama is talking about over here, the lower level of fear. Got it? Okay. So he says like this. Second line from the top. Just like a bird cannot fly with one wing, the tchilu rechimo, because he says fear and love, hein trein ganfin are the two wings like the Zayar says. V'chein, the same way, just like he can't fly with love, v'chein ayir levada, even fear, he kanef echad is also only one wing. V'lei parchaleli, you wouldn't be able to fly upwards either. In other words, you need to have both wings. Just like if you only have love and no fear, you can't fly. If you have fear and no love, you can't fly either. So therefore, what do you need? You need to have both wings. You need to have Ava and Yira. And he says, Av shenikra avedas eved, even though it's called an eved, serving Hashem out of fear, he said, but nevertheless, you also need to be a son too. Remember we said Avinu? Last week we were talking. Avinu Malkeinu. You need to have, he's our father, meaning we're his son, and the child and relationship with the parent is love, versus the Eved and the master, which is fear. So therefore, you need to also, le'eder o'ava tivis akoponim, to awaken the natural instinctive love, hamasuteres belibe, which is concealed in the heart that every Jew has, shetebis galus mechi akoponim, again, just at least to have a revealed thing. In other words, now let's take positive mitzvahs. A woman wants to go ben shlicht. A woman wants to give tzedakah, wants to daven, whatever, any positive mitzvahs, yeah? Why do they want to do it? Why? The answer is, yeah, fear of Hashem, because there's no punishment if you didn't do it, because you didn't act rebelling against Hashem. You didn't do anything. You didn't daven. So why does a person want to daven? Because they want to attach themselves to Hashem. That's the level of love. So he says, whether it's positive mitzvahs or negative mitzvahs, the key to mitzvahs, Torah mitzvahs, is not only to do the body of the mitzvah, but have at least the minimal level of love and fear that every Jew has by nature. And it's very easy to stimulate it, at least in your mind, in your thought, enough to be able to get you to do the negative mitzvahs, which is basically love, fear, and the positive mitzvah, which is basically love. And these are the two things a person needs to do. And he says, what does it mean? To remember and keep in mind the love of Hashem in his thoughts, or in his will, the dafka beis baruch to cling to Hashem, which again is, by the way, through positive mitzvahs. Remember, we learned already. Why is there no bracha negative mitzvahs? Because negative mitzvahs don't make you holy. Not eating treif does not make you holy, because you're not doing anything. When you do something, then you have a bracha, shekitshanu b'mitzvah of itzivanu, because Hashem is sanctifying us by doing something. But if we don't do anything, we're not sanctifying ourselves. It's just that when you do it, then you lower yourself to rebellion against Hashem, and you're tearing yourself away from Hashem, you're separating yourself away from Hashem, and therefore you're disconnected. But we need both. We need to connect, and we need to not do anything that will disconnect us from Hashem. That's why we need both. And he says, "V'zeis tia kavanase beisik ha-teiro ha-mitzvazu." Therefore, this should be the intent of the person when he's learning Torah or he's doing a mitzvah. What's the purpose of the mitzvah? L'davka bei nafshi or l'kis, to connect his godly soul to Hashem, v'achiyunis, and the animal soul that, you know, the nefesh habamis, u'levushim, and all the garments of thought, speech, and action. That itself, thinking, why am I doing the mitzvah? To connect myself to Hashem. That is the love and the fear. To connect myself to Hashem and not to separate and rip myself off and cut myself off from Hashem. These are the two things. Okay, we'll just start this because later already. Ach omnom omrazal, but the Gemara says, okay, so now the Alter Rebbe is speaking about the person himself. But we don't live for ourselves. We're part of a community. It's called the Jewish nation. What we do is not only important to affect ourselves, but what we do affects everybody. In other words, when we do a mitzvah, not only am I connecting myself to Hashem, I'm connecting everybody to Hashem. And when I do an avera, God forbid, I'm separating, cutting off, and disconnecting everybody from Hashem. Okay, he says like this. Acham na mamir azal. The Gemara says, la'elam al yetzi atzmi min haklal. A person should never separate himself from the community. Okay, in that meaning, you are part of a community. Lachain, therefore, when a person does a mitzvah, the intent should not only be a personal connection. The purpose is to cling to Hashem, moker nafshi olakis, the source of the nefesh olakis, umoker nafshi is called Yisrael, and the source of the neshamas of all Jews, shuruach piv yisbarich, which is the spirit of Hashem, that's called b'shem shchina, kutshibrichu shchinte, which is called that because it rests down here. Okay, you know what? We're going to leave it here. Just important thing.